we ain't going to solve it. But I don't have an opinion on it whatsoever other than to...
Well, I hope you'll consider it and support it because we need...
I don't get a vote. Nobody voted for me. But
you can call
run.
Your legislator and ask them, hey, I want you to vote for this.
Well, I let them figure it out. I pick good people.
Right. Thanks.
Barry Moore, you know.
Well, no, I'm talking about state. This is a state bill.
Clyde Chambliss, then, yeah.
Give him a holler. You're a good talker on the phone. Let him know.
All right, talk to you later, buddy. Bye.
All right, man. Thank you. At 4 o'clock, SRN News is coming up next.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fab Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
It's March 13th, the greatest day ever. On the 13th of March, 1781, English astronomer William Herschel discovers Uranus. It took so long to find because Uranus is in a dark spot of the solar system where the sun don't shine. Have a great March 13th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Just past four.
News.
Thank you, Jesse Lane.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A jury in Michigan heard closing arguments and is deliberating the case of a Michigan school shooter's father. The prosecutor said James Crumley had a legal duty to prevent Ethan Crumley from harming others at Oxford High School, especially when he knew about apparent mental health problems. Four students died in the shooting. The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case dismissing some of the charges against former President Trump, but others remain. Six of the charges in the indictment must be quashed, including three against Trump. The House passing a bill that would lead to a nationwide ban of the popular video app TikTok. It now goes to the Senate. Stocks finishing mixed. The Dow was up 37 points. The NASDAQ lost 87. The S&P 500 dropped 9 points. This is SRN News.
Are you tired of the ups and downs of the stock market? Are you sick of logging into your brokerage account only to find out that you've lost hundreds or thousands of dollars in a single day? At MarketBeat, we know that constantly moving in and out of stocks hoping to get lucky is a loser's game. Buying hot stocks after they've already shot up in value is a recipe for disaster. It's time to stop playing the loser's game and invest in stocks that have shown they can stand the test of time. MarketBeat has prepared a free report titled 7 Stocks to Buy and Hold Forever, and we would like to text it to you for free. Text the word PROFIT to 68285. The companies in this report might appear to be nothing special at first glance, but these companies print billions of dollars of cash each year in profit. If you would like to receive our free report of 7 Stocks to Buy and Hold Forever, simply text PROFIT to 68285 and we'll text you this report instantly. Text PROFIT to 68285 and we'll send you this free report right now. Text the word PROFIT to 68285.
Standard message and data rates may apply. Please consult with your investment or tax professional.
I'm a guy named Ken, and I'm not 12 inches tall. What will it take for you to think I won't wear pink when we play a game of pickleball? And I'm his friend, and I'm here with this report that even though he shaves all his body hair and drives a Barbie car, there's a package in his shorts. Yes, I am Ken. My name is cool again, and you'll know I'm not a toy when I'm at the gym and flex my pecs at the sissy boys. Baby, I'm Ken.
Happy National Ken Day. It's really a thing. Before the whole Barbie movie phenomenon, going back to last summer. You celebrating?
No.
Neither am I. I just played the song. Joining us now at 4:09, Mr. Right on the Money, and that would be Brant McDonald from Invest Advisors. Good afternoon, Brant. What news do you bring us?
Hey, buddy. You know, as we've been saying, we've got a lot of data flow coming in. We had CPI yesterday, obviously. Tomorrow we get the producer price index. Market's not really doing too much. It's just sort of stuck in this really, really narrow trading range. If you look at some of the action and some of the big name stocks like Nvidia, which has been the real poster child of this rally, it's run into a wall of volatility in the last few trading sessions. We talked about that yesterday afternoon, just how significant Nvidia is in the trading action and markets recently. But tomorrow we get producer price index. That's going to be a really interesting number as the follow on to the CPI. As we always do, we'll be checking in with you in the morning on that number, and then, of course, in the afternoon as well. But, you know, next week is the big week when the Federal Reserve has its big FOMC meeting, where they're going to start their meeting on Tuesday, you know, and then Wednesday they'll announce any sort of policy statement at 1 o'clock Central. And then at 1:30 Central they'll have their press conference, which is we always do. We'll be dialed in listening to that. Very eagerly, as I'm sure, you know, half the world will be as well. So a lot coming at us. We still get some retail sales information here before the week is out, and we're also looking at consumer confidence numbers.
Those are important.
Yeah, they really are. So, you know, a lot happening, a lot going on, and, you know, it's, as I've been saying, it's a really a simple story. You got a handful of stocks that have led the market over the last year. You take those out, you really don't have much positive performance in the market. A lot, you know, very tight financial conditions, but again, as I've said over and over and over again, and it's not being reported in the press, there's significant disagreement between the Federal Reserve and the Secretary of the Treasury, a lot of pressure from the White House because of the political season we're in. I'm probably going to end up saying this nearly every day until the election, and it's probably going to get worse. probably to a point, I would say, that I think, what is it, Greg, where you've talked about your the top of your head's about to explode off or whatever?
Right.
That's how bad this is going to get from a political perspective. So just brace yourself.
I want to get a screenshot of this if I can, because it's on Fox Business right now. Under Biden, groceries up 21%, and individual things like sugar 44%, gas 42%, bread 30%, 27% on butter, chicken 26%. The basics, the fundamental of the grocery basket, are all up over 20% or higher under this administration. So they can say, that's why the number that I'm going to be really interested to see, if for no other reason, then I suspect it's not going to be very good. And that's consumer confidence and retail. Because that always, you know, people spend when they have confidence that their job's not in jeopardy, that, you know, costs are going to be consistent. And when it's not, those numbers are not good. And that hurts the businesses that depend on consumers and their disposable income to stay afloat. You know, it's the stuff that people want but don't really need. And when things are, they like now, they've got to have the money for the basics to live. And there isn't much left over for those disposable income type purchases.
No, there's really not. I mean, most people in the country refinance their homes in the 3 percentage point range, and that improved them significantly in terms of take-home pay or discretionary dollars.
Sure.
But with the inflation, this inflation has pretty much wiped a lot of that out. And as we've been reporting, they've been going into credit lines, whether it's credit cards, personal lines of credit, home equity lines, things like this, and they're perilously close to running out. So it's and there's a reason why we see so many part-time jobs. That's where all the jobs are. They're not private sector jobs. It's full-time government jobs and part-time jobs. And it's just not a really good good situation. And, you know, the federal government can borrow all these hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars to pump into the system, but that's not a long-term sustainable path to growth. As I said, last quarter, fourth quarter, for every $1 of growth we had in GDP, the government had to borrow $2.50 to get it. And you just can't keep doing that.
No, that's crazy.
It is crazy. So we'll be checking with you in the morning, Greg, and we'll give you a report on the producer price index, and most importantly, we'll give you a report on this tonight's game.
Yeah, we'll be interested in the battling Boodles and how they do tonight.
That's right.
Take care, Brent. Appreciate your time.
Y'all have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye. That number will be out, by the way, at 7:30, and Brent will be on with us at 8:30 to tell us how it's going to impact your money.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Thank you, Jay Scott. It is 4:14 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Coming up later this afternoon, we'll be talking what I refer to as comfort food in terms of television. And I remember I was just looking it up on Wikipedia, show in the 80s, 30-something. That was my generational TV show. I didn't watch it because I couldn't connect with the people in the cast, but it was a big hit for about 4 or 5 years. And some of the stuff now is available. Those 30-somethings, by the way, it seems like yesterday to those of us who are around, but most of them are now 60 or 70-somethings. How come they don't have a show about 60-somethings or 70-somethings? Yeah. We're not dead. We can get into just as much trouble and mischief as you whippersnappers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I manage. It's 4:15 on News Talk 93.1 FM. If you got into a little mischief on the roads and your car got damaged in an accident, remember Montgomery Paint and Body, the official automotive body repair place of this show. And we're so proud to have that distinction because there is a standard of excellence at Montgomery Paint and Body that is unmatched. And it's not, yes, they have state-of-the-art technologies. The way cars are repaired today, they're totally up to speed with the latest technologies. Talented people. Yes, they have those because they know how to use those technologies to restore the look of a vehicle. But it's principle that more than anything else sets them apart from the rest of that business. And that's how MPB was founded. To put it bluntly, there were shenanigans going on. Consumers, insured customers, were getting shortchanged on some repairs by unethical places that charged for a repair, but it didn't actually perform it or order the part or pay for the part because the customer's not going to see it. So what's the big deal? But if you have a moral compass like Donnie Turner does, it is a big deal. And Donnie chose not to deal with that kind of stuff. So he founded MPB over 40 years ago, and it's still thriving, not just because they take good care of their customers and do a 100% thorough repair, but the outcome they produce at the end, good as new, maybe better. Yeah, once the damaged area is fixed, then they look at the car so that the repaired area blends in with the rest of the vehicle, and the car literally, in many cases, looks like it just rolled out of the assembly line. They're on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Have your car towed there if it's not drivable, and if it is drivable, get your insurance claim as quickly as you can so they can begin the repair process by ordering the parts that need to be repaired, replaced, or repainted. 27 Rec with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. It's turned out to be a really nice day after kind of a cool start. We're going to get the forecast from Rich here in just a moment, but I think since we were just talking about accidents, we should check in with Skipper and get the latest from the so-called traffic dungeon. What you got at 418, my friend?
Well, we have some slow traffic on 85 northbound from around Alabama State all the way up to Ann Street. They removed a vehicle that was on the side of the road. Caused a little gawker block, but you should be up to speed there by the time this report airs. If not, that was the reason. We don't have any accidents there right now. We're light to moderate traffic flow everywhere, including I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. A lot of cars around the boulevard this afternoon. Buckle up, drive carefully. No major problems being reported anywhere on all of our major arteries outbound this afternoon. High school students get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell Jade, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skids, steers, and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
I work with unbelievable people. I feel like CBS News, I mean, the people I work with, they're like the platinum people of the industry.
Jill Schlesinger is the Emmy and Gracie Award-winning business analyst for CBS News. We talk about careers in journalism and significant mid-career shifts. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures continue to moderate, and we're dry at least for now. Tonight, a few clouds, but mainly clear. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow is a nice warm day, up to about 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sunshine. The risk of scattered showers and storms holding off till late Thursday night, then widespread rain and storms on Friday, and periods of showers and thunderstorms over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, as the front stalls right over us. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Yeah, baby!
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Shame on you. God is looking down on you. Shame.
Is it repentance if I do a roll call?
No.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Bite me.
You gotta have something. Bam. If you wanna be with me.
Bad.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Excellent.
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
There's something screwy around here.
Snap out of it.
I just wanna smash your face in.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Whoa, what?
You mother? Cause that's zero.
Totally aroused by that.
Hot diggity!
Screw off.
What are you people? On dope?
Yeah!
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You are a meathead.
And I'm not stuff.
Let's get not
believe you me. Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
You help me.
Wearing any pants, film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
Tell me how fast I have to jump this off.
Oh, mama.
Honey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
Don't make me open a can of whoop-ass buster.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm grumpy, David.
You gotta have something.
When?
If you wanna be with me.
You ain't fun.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
Do it again, I like it.
You gotta have something.
Oh my God.
If you wanna be with me.
I'll have what she's had.
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
Gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
that wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Not quite a 10, but good enough. I really want to do it every day, like we used to do it, because that was the commitment this show made to listeners in the River Region almost 19 years ago. We're about nothing. Meaning, you know, we're not married. I learned in South Florida that there is room. Talk radio was always, listen, people sitting around in dulcet tones, kicking around a topic, and there might be, you know, there was a time in America where the difference between a Democrat and a Republican, we could barely squeeze through there if they greased you with Vaseline on both sides. Now, they're not even in the deep end. They have left the deep end for whatever's beyond the deep end. Talking about Democrats, the left, they're crackpots. They have become the nitwittery of America. We're just fundamental, law and order, God-abiding folk. And we're just tired of watching this Beazel Shmeazit show going on in our crazy-ass government. Now, there are some indications of hope and truth. I mean, ultimately, this may not sound like the most literative comparison, but the truth is like that fart bubble underneath your comforter in the bedroom. It's there. Ultimately, it's going to find a way out. And that's about the speed at which the truth travels these days. Three of the charges against Donald Trump dismissed by the Fulton County judge, who is expected to rule on Fannie Willis's disqualification soon. He's pretty much tossed a good chunk of the case out. We'll see. Because you can never presume anything today. They'll do the right thing. No, there's never a guarantee of that. Should I do a risky click here?
Sure.
The person that sent this to me is our good friend Wiley Poundstone, and it's called Resurrection. It looks innocent, but how many times have we been... I'll keep my finger near the dump button here, see what Wiley sent us. Let me put the volume on and play it.
This lesson is about resurrection. Does anyone know what resurrection is?
If you have resurrection, more than 4 hours, you need to go see the doctor.
Okay, I'll take that.
I couldn't understand what you were saying.
It's probably better.
Okay.
It was one on the other side of edgy.
All right.
But it goes to show you what kids pick up on. The man, I guess it's a dad, asked, what is the resurrection? And the kid says, all I know is if it lasts longer than 4 hours, you got to go to the doctor.
Okay. That's a problem with our kids today, Greg. They don't understand words.
I don't know what they're teaching them today. I really have no idea.
I mean, we studied words. We wanted to know what words meant.
It was called vocabulary, and I have worked my entire life to. And when I don't have the right word, I invent one.
Yeah.
As I did in this month's Boom Magazine column.
Exactly. Three of them.
Yes. And I'm most proud of the final one, because it describes... There was a comedian named Rich Hall who did a show on HBO called Not Necessarily the News with a bunch of other people who were actually pretty funny. It's a good show. It was sort of an SNL knockoff. Ensemble comedy was big at that time. Oh, by the way, I just started a Facebook post looking for you to add your favorite TV show, comfort food, stuff that is from your era. That you still go back and watch just because it brings up some old memories. I would love to see some contributions on that thread, please. And there's some good stuff on the streaming services, and we'll talk about that with Ellen Murray around 5:35 this afternoon. So where was I?
We were talking about words.
Words!
Yeah.
Yes.
Vocabulary.
Yeah. Words are power. But what's happened in this... wasn't just the advent of social media, it's the fast response time stuff and the shortening. When we become a country that's too lazy to write out Y-O-U and we have to put a U in because that's two less taps with the finger, that's not very promising. So our entire language is being bastardized by this new language that comes through texting and Twitter and everything. I mean, I get it. It's okay. Look, I'm a fan of the emoji. I really am. You can express an emotion if you are pressed for time. At least you took the time to send something. Acknowledge, receipt, that kind of thing. It's still important to let people know that you got their birthday card stuff with money in the mail. By the way, that's another thing. Holy cow, I just looked at the number of people following me on Facebook. We are going up by chunks.
Good.
I think some of that is from David Blackman. Because the other day we were at 11,500. Now we're at 12,503. Wow. That's a lot in the space of a week. That speaks to the reach of Mr. Blackman. And, of course, Mr. Mark Robert, who will not be able to join us tomorrow, correct? They've got their meetup.
Travel day.
Yeah. They'll be on their way to Youngstown, Ohio for their meetup. And the folks there that follow America's Untold Stories are in for a treat. Because it is really fun to watch them do that show in person. If you haven't tried it, if you're looking for something good on YouTube, I actually spend more time on YouTube than anywhere else. There's some great documentaries. Subscribe to, I think it's called Timeline. It's $2.99 a month, but it gives you access to hundreds of documentaries on all kinds of really interesting stuff.
Wow.
And I mean, sometimes I use, I like to have something that will just kind of talk me to sleep at night. Because at that time, getting emotionally engaged in a movie or some other thing just doesn't work for me. And you can always go back and watch it if you fell asleep during it. Anyway, if you want to contribute on that thread, that's on my Facebook page. So I will expect to see many of you contributing there. We have some very creative listeners. The comfort food that's on TV today that you'll go back and watch because it takes you out of today. For a long time, a lot of our listeners, that was Andy Griffith. In fact, I even used the term Mayberry-esque when we were talking to our guests. And thanks again to Mike Vinson and Mr. Fung for joining us to talk about this House bill, the Fair Meds Act, that needs to be passed. The Mayberry-esque meaning, wow, everybody cared. That's the one thing you could say, even notice the drunk cared. Everybody cared then about their relationships, business, their town, their country. Being patriotic was cool. That's the takeaway from that show. And when we watch it, it kind of at least gives us some hope that it's not completely dead. I know it's not completely dead, but still. That's one of the things that... And you can only really experience that when you grow up and experience a show that way, when it's, you know, like must-see TV, when the whole family used to... Does anybody still gather around a set and watch something anymore?
I don't know.
I'm wondering about that, too. Maybe an event like the Super Bowl, there's always parties, and the Oscars got almost 20 million to watch, and I know there's Oscar parties and stuff like that. But I'm looking for the kinds of things like Andy Griffith and, of course, a more recent video. You mentioned 30-somethings. Moonlighting was one of those shows for a couple of years. Not just because Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd were in it, but it sort of defined the late 80s relationship where they just, like... playing off each other. There was an opposites attract kind of thing to that. I'd never marry him. And everybody watching knew the two of them were in love. So what's your problem? Why can't you just admit it? Have we heard from Jacqueline?
I haven't.
Oh, I just did.
Oh.
Okay, anytime. So how about 4:45?
You're talking about shows like the Danny Thomas Show, the Bob Newhart Show. Things like that.
I'm thinking more in terms of shows that's represented, that targeted the coming of age kind of stuff.
Okay.
Those kinds of shows. And some of them, entire seasons are available You know, it wasn't a coming-of-age show. It was sort of an America coming-of-age show, like All in the Family, which is now available on... I thought nobody would ever run that again. But it's actually making a comeback because it's still funny.
Yeah.
Word of mouth. People watch this show. They can't... In these politically correct times... And all these networks with their titan sphincters, and I'm sorry to use that word, but that's exactly what it is. They're just terrified of anybody being offended. That's what I'm going to play next, the offended bit.
Oh, that's great.
With Steve Hughes. So we'll have that coming up. And our number is 272-9228. At 436, if you don't have, Rich mentioned 80 degrees. That's nice. That's warm. But it won't be long before we'll all be complaining about the heat that we wished would come back in late December, early January, when we had that really cold weather coming through. And it's this time of the year, actually, where it gets cool enough in the morning where you might pop the heat on for a while, and then by, 1 or 2 in the afternoon, you're turning on the AC. And that's what stresses out your unit. And that's why everybody should have a partner in the comfort of their home. And we recommend Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. For $180, you not only buy... I mean, this is an incredibly good price for 2 tune-ups. See what you would pay just for a house call with almost any company. With Clark's, you get 2 tune-ups to your system to make sure it's ready for the season ahead, whether it's the warm weather season. Of course, you get a membership now. They'll come out and get you ready for the warm weather season. Then come back in October or so and get you ready for the cool weather. Make sure the first time you turn your heating system on, your house doesn't smell like burnt belly button lint, because they keep it clean and running efficiently. And in that $180 investment is something you get back on energy savings, or at least partially. Not to mention, they're incredibly talented diagnostic experts, the plumbers that are part of the Clark's team. They're just amazing. I don't care if it's a clogged drain or in the instance where they had to completely remove my bathtub to get to the root of a problem, which really impressed me, and it was something I watched and took pictures of. I'd never seen what's under a bathtub in a house. It's pretty cool. They did that for me as well. And I met them after my water heater burst in the attic in my first home, and I'm splashing through the living room in a panic, wondering, what do I do? And one of their trucks happened to be in my cul-de-sac, and they stopped the flood and came out the next day and put a new water heater. And I've been a member ever since. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004 as we welcome Will.
Well, of course, this is actually Will Black Caesar / Black Caesar, but do you remember the Dean Martin Rose?
Yeah.
I mean, they could not do that today.
Oh, no, 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 no. Don Rickles would be off the air in 5 minutes today. But, he was part of comedy that got us to laugh at ourselves.
Don Rickles was a hot mess.
He was, but you know what he did? He burst the egos of people who really needed a little humbling. That's what I loved about him. And I met him, and he was a really great guy in person, believe it or not.
And, I was watching an interview with Frank Sinatra, and, Dean Martin really wasn't drunk, they said. They said
That's
he was
right.
just acting put on.
That's right. There's a great documentary on Dean Martin on Turner Classic Movies. Even if you weren't a fan of Dean Martin's, he was a successful singer, actor, very much a beloved guy, died on Christmas Day. I forget that it was 89. Had some heartbreak towards the end of his life when his son, who was serving in the National Guard, got killed while flying a plane. But his story is really good.
If we could have television shows like that back on TV, you're talking about laughing.
Yeah.
And it's just funny.
Yeah, it was creatively constructed humor. In fact, I'm going to pull out, and thanks for the call, Will. I'm going to pull out an All in the Family clip that I know we have in here, because it's a great example of how you can really have fun, political fun, without getting crazy, mean, and ugly. So we'll have that lesson coming up before 5 o'clock.
I love the variety shows, Greg. Did you?
I watch Carol Burnett, and some of it still plays well to me, like Mama's Family and their parody of Gone with the Wind.
Red Skelton.
Before my time.
Yeah, Dinah Shore.
Before my time. But Dinah Shore actually had most of her success as a talk host after the variety era ran down. Those shows were just too expensive. They had to have too many writers, choreographers, costumers, and all that.
But they were so good, and you got to see so many people.
Yes. And they cut a wide swath through the culture, too, mm-hmm. not just limited.
Right.
4:40 is the time. Let's see what Skipper's got for us. We have Blue Water News coming up.
Traffic light to mostly moderate all over the area. We are looking for problems, but we're not really seeing anything other than just heavy traffic. I-65 and 85, the boulevards around the city. 231 to Wetumpka, Taylor Road, Troy Highway, all the usual suspects. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears, just busy at the moment. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville continues to express concern over the hiring of a transgender space camp worker. Tuberville called on the U.S. Space and Rocket Center to do a better job of vetting the worker so that parents are not afraid to send their children to space camp. Tuberville is referring to the controversy that erupted this past Monday when a Huntsville parent revealed that a biological man identifying as a woman would be working in the overnight camp where the father was going to send his daughter. Clay Yarbrough has since changed his mind based on the lack of reassurance that his daughter will be safe. Tuberville says that reading the social media comments that have been made by this transgender person will leave parents aghast, and he hopes that the Space and Rocket Center does the right thing to not jeopardize the program. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A court case that involves the illegal sports gambling is being delayed for a second time. The case involves 11 defendants, six of which are from Alabama. Those defendants are accused of conspiracy to operate a multi-million dollar betting ring as well as tax evasion. The date for this trial has been rescheduled to May at the very earliest. Dollar Tree plans to close down about 1,000 of its stores in the next few years as restructuring within the company occurs. The announcement was made by the company leadership out of Virginia. This represents about 12% of the overall Dollar Tree stores that are owned and operated here in the U.S. Some 600 will close by the end of this year, and others will close when their leases expire. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Have you been injured in a car wreck? Don't let the insurance companies bully you. Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm at 500-500-500.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
David Little, Tucker Pecan, and things are happening at Tucker that's going to surprise you. They're moving. Here's David to tell you more.
Yeah, Bubba, we are. We're moving. We've been out here since 1952, and it was time to make a change, and we're making a change, and it will be for the better. We're going to move to 135 Mulberry Street. We're going to have our store over there. Our kitchen's going to be in the back. It's going to be a great opportunity for us, and we're going to have all the great gifts we have, and we're going to do the mail order like we've always done, but we're just moving to an area where it has other shops like us, which will be good for us, and, you know, it makes it easier for people to come shop. They can just jump off the interstate right there on Mulberry, take a left, go about a mile up, we're on the left. So that's what we're doing. We're going to have the same great candies and gifts and all that, but in a different location. And we're starting to move, and hopefully we will be moved and out, everything done by the end of the month. So starting in March, we will be at 135 Mulberry Street. So y'all just come see us now.
Al Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture. A company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our temperatures continue to moderate, and we're dry, at least for now. Tonight, a few clouds, but mainly clear. Overnight, low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow is a nice warm day, up to about 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sunshine. The risk of scattered showers and storms holding off till late Thursday night. Then widespread rain and storms on Friday. And periods of showers and thunderstorms over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, as the front stalls right over us. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers. And our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I know we have political correctness, which is the joy that is the other side of health and safety, which is a small oppression of our physical movement, so we can't do anything without permission from the state. And political correctness is the oppression of our intellectual movement, so no one says anything anymore in case somebody else gets offended. What happens if you say that and someone gets offended? Well, they can be offended. What's wrong with being offended? When did sticks and stones may break my bones stop being relevant? Isn't that what you teach children, for God's sake? That's what you teach toddlers. He called me an idiot. Don't worry about him. Now you have adults going, I was offended, and I have rights. Well, so what? Be offended. Nothing happens. You're an adult. Grow up. Deal with it. I don't care. Nothing happens when you're offended. There's nothing. I went to the comedy show and the comedian said something about the Lord and I was offended. And when I woke up in the morning, I had leprosy. Nothing happens. I want to live in democracy, but I never want to be offended again. Well, you're an idiot. Law about offending people. How do you make it an offense to offend people? Being offended is subjective. That has everything to do with you as an individual or a collective or a group or a society or a community, your moral conditioning, your religious beliefs. What offends me may not offend you. And you want to make laws about this? I'm offended when I see boy bands, for God's sake. It's a valid offense. I'm offended. They're corporate shills posing as musicians to further a modeling career, and frankly, I'm disgusted. Right? Well, what am I going to do? Call the cops? Hello, it's me again. They're on the telly this time. Five of them, that's it. Yeah, white suits, dancing like girls, that's them. 5 minutes, I'll be out the front traumatized. Bye.
4:50 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I just took the necessary steps to try and solve a mystery that has plagued me for 3 years. And you can see it on my Facebook page. It's a picture of a bicycle basket, clearly designed to appeal to a young girl, maybe under the age of 10. And this makes, Eddie, I hate to say this, but you and Joby with the practical jokes today makes me even more suspicious of you. You did it, didn't you, Eddie? Go ahead. Call me up and confess, 272-9228. I have no evidence, though. I have no idea. All I know is there was a box here at the radio station. I open it up, and there's this. And I would like to give this away at some point. It's a Schwinn.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
a cute little basket.
It's got motion activated lights, the twinkle and all that, but it's not exactly the kind of bike basket a mature man wants to zoom around Arrowhead with. So that's all I want to know. I'm not going to do anything ugly or... This is not a threat. I just want justice. Let me grab this call. Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, it's Randall.
Randall. Do you know anything about this basket, Randall?
If I had to take a wild guess, I would say it's a truck driver that lives down south a little bit. So he used to be a truck driver, just retired. And may have just asked somebody to marry him. And it comes to me tonight. I don't know.
He's actually listed on the Facebook post that I just made.
I kind of got a feeling because he is the only person I think that can hold that in that long. There is no way nobody else can keep that in that long. I don't believe. He has that in him to do. And I just don't see nobody else because it's such good. Like Eddie says, man, I did it. Heck yeah, I got, you know what I mean? Like, that was me. I wanted, you know, put a smile on your face, you know? Because I'm sure it's what he thought, but then once he took it to the nth degree, about trying to find out, I think he, a good truck driver, he don't tell secrets for a reason, you know what I mean? They know all the good stuff, so. But
Randall, hang on one second. I mean, you've given me some really cool stuff over the years. It's always appreciated, but how do I know you didn't send me this basket?
I don't think I could lie. I could, if you asked me straight up, I would have to tell you. It ain't in me to keep it in. I couldn't do it. My vote's for him. So, and I gotta say, I'm gonna be honest with you. Your song, your 420 song, might have been probably one of the worst. I ain't gonna lie. I think you need to start doing that today because you done got rusty. Because That bad part where the dude's in the helicopter talking about the bad, put it in a spot. It just felt pushed. And I just think you need to do it every day. I'm a vote for every day and read the damn article, please.
I can read the Boom magazine column.
Mm-hmm.
That's my three votes for the day.
All right, Randall. Thank you.
All right, we'll see ya.
He's a little bit too happy to not be a suspect in the great bike basket mystery. Oh, of course, there are far more important things that are actually a stoner rats, New Orleans rodents eating police confiscated weed. Wow, I mean, they're generally pretty hungry without help. I can't imagine what it's like to have rats running around that are blasted on dope with the munchies. And that's basically how rats do it. They are munchy creatures.
They need a pest control service, big time.
Pest control service? They need a freaking army. And every year they come out with the list with the rattiest cities in America. It's usually New York, Chicago, Baltimore, places up northeast that are run by Democrats who put the rat in Democrat, literally, in that instance. At 4:54, so I think we'll get Jacqueline probably around 5:10. Brant was on with us earlier today because the team is playing.
Right.
The Battling Butles. So we'll look forward to that. And I had mentioned a few minutes back, I've got that thread going on Facebook, generational TV shows, what gives you the warm fuzzies from back in your day. I'm talking about, you know, teens and 20s, those kinds of shows where they told you what to wear, they introduced you to words that you should be using, and it was network TV, so it was nothing naughty or dirty. I don't know what kind of messaging they're doing now, but I do know of a young man who was sexually assaulted by a Disney employee who just got $5 million+ from that company. Why do they think they can get away with it? Why does this keep happening in these particular setups? And this story, let me see if I can grab it real quick on 1819 News. I first heard about this a few days ago. What's happening at the space camp?
Mm-hmm.
up there with the tranny.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to, what, accept this? We're supposed to understand this? No. Because I'll tell you what, if they don't get serious and stop with this 40 different sexual identities and all that crap and crack down on this stuff, the next step is vigilantism. Because one of these days, somebody's going to molest a child who belongs to a father who knows that justice will never happen. Or it'll take forever. And will be angry enough just to cut to the chase. I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying, this has to stop. Stop putting people with those proclivities into positions of power or leadership where they can have access to kids. It can't be that hard to figure out a way to stop it. I don't think if I found out that my child was in a group or organization that was being led by, I would have them out immediately. I just wouldn't take the chance. It's just the way it is. We are at 4:58. Let's make a visit. Oh, no, we have the Wall Street Journal report coming up here. Now I'm falling behind. I was ahead, and now I am behind. So let me speak to a place that has become a destination I really look forward to, and that's AMS Studios in Prattville, 119 East Main Street, because there's so many different ways that you can look better and feel better at AMS. One of the top masseuses in the entire state of Alabama, from the reviews I've read and the people I know who have been to see Ashley, among many great services, and I've talked about, never wanted to do any type of cosmetic surgery on the face because I've seen too many bad outcomes. But what can you do to help your skin look better and rejuvenate it? Well, there's a service available at AMS Studios called microneedling. And this is, a far better option than any type of cosmetic surgical procedure. And it gets the results. It gets rid of the deep wrinkles that you can get as you age just by getting your body to heal itself and restore elastin so your skin looks alive and vibrant again. Ask about it by calling AMS Studios. I'll give you the number here in just a minute. Body remodeling, total body remodeling with the Evolve system, ultrasound cavitation, weight loss. They can help you with all of these things and permanent makeup. And by the way, they told me that they have the latest in electrolysis technology there that's virtually pain-free. So if that's something you're interested in, it's all available at AMS Studios. You walk into this place, you're escaping the real world and walking into a whole different environment for whatever it is you go there to have done. Reach out at 730-1268, 730-1268. If you'd like to take a deeper dive on any of this stuff, and I didn't even get to cover it all, visit them online at ams-studios.com. They are absolutely fantastic. At 4:58 already, man, time flies when we're having fun. And yeah, we are having fun, aren't we?
No.
Well, you never have fun on this show. We'll check in with Skipper, get the Wall Street Business Report, and hopefully we'll have Jacqueline around 5:10. And Emma Murray at 5:35.
Traffic continues to build. Very busy all over the area right now. But looking at the cams, we have a lot of heavy traffic on I-85 and 65 in downtown Montgomery. A lot of that traffic getting out of Montgomery in every direction possible. The boulevards, light to mostly moderate. We're busy on Taylor Road, Troy Highway, 231 to Wetumpka. Buckle up, drive carefully. No major problems anywhere this afternoon. Life is all about good friends, good food, and lots of laughter. The Front Porch Grill is the perfect spot for all three. Meet your friends at the Front Porch Grill, Highway 14, next to Food Outlet in Millbrook. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stocks drifting to a mixed close on Wall Street as a lull carried through financial